What is wisdom? I'm so glad you asked. The answer is easy and very short. And you should type that in the comment section in the sarcasm font. What wisdom is mostly unquantifiable. But the reading that we just did skips several verses that describe wisdom as well. Even with them, I'm not sure we can fully understand everything that she is. But here are some things that wisdom does. She speaks the truth and hates deception. Her advice is wholesome and good. She gives instruction. She lives with good judgment. She attains knowledge and discretion. She has good advice. She has insight. She has strength. She loves those who seek her. She walks the way of righteousness and along the paths of justice. What is wisdom? Wisdom is embodied in truth. Wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. Wisdom, she's really good. Most say that wisdom comes with age. How old does someone have to be before they are considered wise? How much experience qualifies one to be thought of as wise? So how old is wisdom anyway? All right, let's address that question right now. She, wisdom, is as old as creation and a little bit older. She has been around for the ages, before there were any heavens or earth, before there were springs of water, before there were mountains or fields or sea or anything at all. Wisdom has been around since before the beginning. And we can learn much from her. What am I doing with all this she and her stuff? I'm describing wisdom. It's right in the Bible reading. Does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? That's just the New Revised Standard Version, you think? Nope. Proverbs 8:1 from the New International Version. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? New Living Translation, listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. New Century Version, wisdom calls out to you like someone shouting. Understanding raises her voice. King James Version, doth not wisdom cry? I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her... Doth not wisdom cry? I just have to do it that way, right? Let's do it that way. Doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? I also love it in the Message paraphrase. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madame Insight raising her voice? Wisdom and understanding are feminine words, and they are described in most English translations in feminine terms. Wisdom, she has been around since before the beginning. And remember, here is what she does. She speaks the truth and hates deception. Her advice is wholesome and good. She gives instruction. She lives with good judgment. She attains knowledge and discretion. She has good advice. She has insight. She has strength. She loves those who seek her. She walks the way of righteousness and along the paths of justice. How much experience qualifies one to be thought of as wise? I don't know. How much experience is necessary before someone is filled with and oozes truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice? Wisdom does come with age. For many, it comes as a result of making enough mistakes to know better. For some, it comes after doing it right so many times that it is completely natural. Those who have lived, those who have experienced more life are wiser. But there is one more piece or idea or facet of wisdom to address today. Wisdom, who has been around since before the beginning and who embodies truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. comes from and is woven together with God. The wisdom described in the reading is God's wisdom. We can't lay claim to her. We can't possess her as if she were a prize, but we can seek her. Wisdom calls, and understanding raises her voice. Let's listen to wisdom's voice when she calls. Let's seek wisdom. Amen.